Okay.
You lost.
Hey, what happened? Is that your tires? No singing yet?
Not enough.
Yeah, enough singing. The 17 hours last night. Okay. We're still discussing the Rambam. In the sugya of Dogim. Rambam is mechadish to us. Rambam said it twice. We're now from Asifa. Rambam says, Yom Yitzchita, Asifasan him at Paris, Aysan. Rambam goes on again, says it again. Asifas Dogim, Geshchita's Bok of its sign. So the Rambam clear is it then Asifa. The matter of Asifa. So Rebbe asked me this morning, you make a bracha on Asifa with the Rambam. If Asifa is like Shchita, you make a bracha on Shchita. So is there a bracha on fishing? Yeah? You catch something, you gotta make a bracha. That's awesome. Is there a bracha on Asifa? That's the question.
So if you're the Rambam, if you daf kapsu sifa, meaning if you just find without the kesser mishnah, because mishnah, if you just find a dead fish, you can't eat it. If you're the Rambam,
Rambam said, why are we talking about dead fish right now? I'm talking about a sifa.
Is dead fish included in the sifa or no? Is it daf kapsu sifa, daf kapsu live fish?
That's a separate issue, but there's nothing to do with my question right now. As we discussed it yesterday, the Rambam discusses that figure Rambam says meis melei mesechamayim mutara. I don't know why we're going there right now. What does it do with my question? That's a question. The Rambam says that Sif is like Shechita, yes. Rambam says Sif is like Shechita, yes. I want to know is there a bracha? Very simple question. Why was Haksma Chayim about that fish? Who's about that fish?
No, he's asking.
What does it do with that? Don't do with what I'm asking. I said, Vin Rambam is then a Sif. Is there a bracha or not? Don't worry about the Reshma couple with side things right now. What?
Is there a Jew doing a Sif as that?
Is a Jew does that, you know, going around the
place fishing. Okay, so what's that to
do with anything? Jews don't go fishing. Is there a problem
something that... And something that what? Why is the parsha that a guy could do it? Is it din asifa? Why is the parsha that a guy could do it? What? Okay.
I mean, why wouldn't he be able to?
What?
Why wouldn't you be able to do an asifa?
Can you do shchita?
It's not bar zvicha.
What?
It's because there's a drasha bar zvicha. There's a drasha, it's just says bar zvicha.
So it's not a bar, asifa. Oh, the truth matter is pashit. If Yoni wants to know, what about a guy? So, God, when it comes to the next sugya, about a man that may shchita menayif menater, and maybe you need nechira, then it's got a legit shayla, where this kosh by God, we'll discuss that. Shailah by fishing is a kosher by a guy. You have your Italian fisherman, you know, does that work? So the answer is pasha. The feed of Rambam is pasha. The feed of Rambam dafka, yeah. The feed of Rambam, what's the psul guy by shchita? Yeah. The karlcha v'chalta mezivchai. Okay, that's v'chalta mezivchai. Doesn't say from its fish. Fish is not included in zevach. Okay. So therefore, it's pashut. That's not a problem. Shail is the few Rishonim that you need a bar zvicha. If they would hold like the Rambam, if it's a din asifa, then yesh ladin. And that Yosef over here is saying also pashut not because we really know a bar zvicha. It says if it's a vach de vachalta, that you have to be a bar zvicha. The Taisus says, but by fish it doesn't say that. On Zev is a bach to bachalta. You have to be a bar zvicha.
Bar zvicha.
On Zev that. On Zev a saf to bachalta. The whole vasaf is only kilu. It's called the gei yami yosef. It's never. Oh, which brings us to the point that I want to make. I think Rav Shurkin the car wanted to say that fit Rambam there's din asifa vadi mega bracha. Mais, I think he's wrong. What else is new? What? Have a seat, right? So, according to the Rambam, Dafla Rambam Shtosa, okay? According to the Rambam, why do you make a bracha on Shechita? What? It's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Well, what's the mitzvah? What's the pasuk? Where does it say it's a mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? What? V'zavachta v'chalta. The pasuk says v'zavachta. Rambam says in the middle of the shechita. Mitzvah says yishchot. Mishi yitz lechol basa b'em v'chai yoy v'achakach yoychol. Shenemar Yosef
v'zavachta
v'mkarcha v'mkarcha. Okay? V'zavachta. Now, a fish is a chana part of v'zavachta. Where do we know that? Where do we know fish from? From Yasifa. And it doesn't say it's a tzivoy. Im is called the geayam ye osef lahem. We see it as a din of sifa. Derech Agam, the Torah told me it is a din of sifa. Yeah? And according to Rambam, it's a matter of a sifa. Yeah? That's pashit, that there's no mitzvah of a sifa. The guy eats fish without a sifa. We'll see if that's even shayach machal. Let's say lu yitzur shayach. Yeah? Eating fish without a sifa. Yeah, would he be vatla mitzvah? No, pasha, no. So mail dafka fi the Rambam, it's not a question. Dafka fi the Rambam, it's pasha, you don't make a bracha. According to the Rambam, this they do make a bracha is because the mitzvah. A meila dezich no mitzvah by fishing. Okay? Anyone that thought that Ben Hezman, we could do a lot of mitzvahs by fishing, forget about it. Okay? Who's the fisherman over here?
Jackie.
Sorry, Jackie. No brachas, no mitzvahs, no nothing. You can enjoy your fishing anyway. But no. Now,
what about the hekish?
What hekish?
Dagging.
That what? Is a hekish dug into Behema? What are you talking about? What hekish? Am I talking about oif?
I'm
not talking about oif now. I said we'll talk about oif when we get to the sugya of Ein Shchit Oif Min HaTorah. Right now we're talking about fish. There's no hekish fish. Fish don't, if there was a hekish, you need shechita. You don't need shechita. Okay? There's no hekish, I know what you want. Now, what?
That's because of the pasuk. I mean, that's because there's a mara.
What?
Yeah, it's ignored.
What?
There's a hekish. Between behema and a fish?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Wolf has a hackish to behema and fish, but behema and fish don't have hackish to each other.
Which Gemara are you talking about? Where? Which Gemara?
In Kesem
Mishnah. Tell me a Gemara. Don't in Kesem. Tell me a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? Now, that Bechara, one point that Bechara is Pashit. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, or for the Rambam, there's no bracha. Nothing to talk about. Shaila is if Lu Yitzur, someone else, the Rishonim, right, by Shechita, yeah, there are Rishonim that say it's just a matir. Yeah? And for Desvegin, you make a bracha. So according to them, you see, you can make a bracha even when it's a matir. But we don't know that they hold that Shechita is a matir b'chal. So, you know what I mean? If we don't know they hold the Shechita Matir, the only Rambam is the one that says Shechita Matir. I don't know other Rishonim that say Shechita Matir. It could be they do. If you find me Rishon that says Shechita Matir, fishing is a matir. We don't have Rishonim that say fishing is a matir except the Rambam. If you find me other Rishonim that say fishing is a matir, then you could declare, assuming it's a matir, that whether you can make a bracha on it or not. Now, when the Rambam says Shechit is a matter, the Shaila is there an afgamina b'chal that Shechit is a matter? Where is the afgamina? Is there a case that there's no asifa? Is it Shaila a case where there's no asifa? So, yeah, what do you say?
Jumps up into your mouth.
Huh?
Jumps up right into your mouth.
Why does it have to jump up? And if it doesn't jump up, it just goes into your mouth when you're swimming. And, you get all dramatic over here with the jumping and this, you know. Dolphins over here. Dolphins are going to fit in your mouth anyway. Now, everybody said, let the guy swimming, yeah, he's scuba diving, and a fish comes into his mouth. Is that called asifa or not? It's a funny. It's very shiloh.
No,
he's, you know, he's swimming in the whiskey, and the goldfish comes into his mouth. okay, to bring it to your level. Okay. Oh, very good, very good. There's no ma'aseh asifa. So I was, 1 second. We're talking right now. That's exactly what we want to know. Okay. No. That's exactly what we want to know. What is the gather of a sifa? Does a sifa need a ma'aseh, or that's the fact that it's nesef is not enough? So lulei divrei kesa mishnah. I would have said, Rambam says, you need a sifa. A sifa needs, maybe you need a ma'aseh sifa. Like Avishai is saying, and male, if a fish comes to your mouth, it's not a ma'aseh sifa, and if you swallow it, you'll be over. And there's no lava, I'm not sure exactly what you're over, Rosh and Hashem, I don't know what you're Hashem, I don't know what you'll be over there. The Torah says that you need a sifa, whatever it is, no lava. There's no. What? You're not gathering it. What'd you do? You didn't do anything. It came in on its own. You didn't do it. It came in on its own.
If you blend it in your mouth and you spit it out, that's considered a nesipa. You gathered it with your mouth.
I didn't gather. It came in on its own. I didn't gather. I didn't do anything. It came in its own. So I swallowed it.
Swallowing it is nesipa.
Swallowing it is nesipa. Okay, I was thinking about that. That could be. But my Isaac has a Mishnah. What? Because the Mishnah, there's a strange case of Mishnah over here. Yesterday we started this. Yesterday we started discussing the fact that Rambam fears eyes, the fika, chameis meleim, mesai chamayim, mutarin, and mutlachum chayim. Rambam said two kedushim. Yeah? You're allowed to eat it alive, and if it dies, it's not a problem. So, because Mishnah first explained, in other words, because one could ask, if there's a din asifa, maybe the asifa has to be mechayim. So why is the pashut the Rambam that if it died in the water, you're still allowed to eat it? I look at maybe just like if it's Rambam's medamet the shechita, maybe the shechita needs mechayim. Maybe asifa also needs mechayim. Yeah. So that's what Kesmisha started off saying. Then no, that he said gan zavart. Now, I don't know why he doesn't like it, why he like falls off of that. He said a great bar. He said that the side of shechita is killing. Yeah? The side of shechita is killing. So Mela, there's a problem of Mechayim. There's a problem of Eim Menachayim. And there's a problem of Meis Meleim. Why? Because the shechita is to kill it. The shechita to kill it in the way the Torah says to do it. Yeah? You know, befrat like Taras Chaim, that the idea is you have to counteract the power of Malach HaMavis. So that's when Shechit is killing. So then it has to be, that's why it's Din of Eid Mechayim, that's why it's Din of Meis Melech. You have to kill it with Shechit. But by Asifa, there's no din killing. Asifa doesn't mean killing, Asifa means gathering. Yeah, Asifa doesn't do with killing. It's not about the killing, the word of gathering. So Mela, there's no din. There, the etzem idea of a sifa is just to gather it, right? That's the matit. The matit is gathering, not killing it. You know, someone showed me the Baal Turim, God says, he types the word a sifa to mean killing. Yaakov says, yesef al amav. Yeah, it's dying, it's of dying. He types a sifa, the sifa means killing. So that's something else. That could be, according to him, that could be a different shot in Rasadi going. Rasadi going, the Kesemish brings down, says that if it died, it's a problem. If it died, it's also to eat it. Maybe he holds like Baal Turim, that Asif means killing. Yeah? We'll see other pshat in Rasadi going. We raised it yesterday. But if Asif could mean killing, fine. That could be shot in Rasadi going. Not like all the Achrayin and Beis Yosef and everybody that learns the Rasadi Gan, not like that. But the Rambam doesn't have it. It's not killing, it's gathering. It's gathering, not killing. So Mel says it gets the mission. Mel, there's no din of that has to be Mechayim. It could be Menachemis also. So if you're gathering, who cares? Yeah? Oh, but then he asks the Kasha, which is a little strange question. The Chari gave a good answer. I like his answer. I don't know why he asked Kasha. But time is the name of the boy Asif and boy Mechayim. The Rambam says you need a sifa, maybe in Mechayim. So the Chayyim answer it because that sifa, it's not killing. It's not shechita, it's killing. It has to be Mechayim. But if it's not killing, then the Chayyim is for the Chalik. Because the Mishnah still has the Kasha. Maybe Fark needs a sifa Mechayim. Yeah? Just like in the Shchit Mechaim, Asif also says Mechaim, even though Asif is not killing it. Yeah? And that, because Misha says, oh, here he says, not like we wanted to say before. She'ilu ha'yev shalayim ha'kein, en echnami. Avakim the yev shalachl and b'loy ha'sifa, sha'afilu kolt and b'piv, b'loy ha'asam b'yadai, yitzvi, m'chom makayim, b'eis shehein b'piv, ne'asafim hein, imkein ein o'idavim yuchud, the mazir le'kra. Says Gashmish, like he basically takes away he just destroys the Rambam, takes the whole Gishmak out of Rambam. Rambam comes in with the whole Shishir Klali, that Asif was like Shchita, there's a din matir, yeah? Gashmish said, no, that's, it's not Shaykh, not Asifa. Because he says, even if it came into your mouth, I feel cold on the piv, v'loy asim b'yadai, m'chomok b'eish shehem b'piv, ne'esafim hein. Yeah? So it's clear, the Kesmesh says, when they're in your mouth, they are Nesaf. So it's clear in him, yeah, there's also a fine sugar in the car, it's clear in him that the Fidur Am, the way Kesmesh understands, there's no din, that it's not the pshat that in your mouth, you're ice of it. But the Rambam says, and the Kesmesh says, that, and also he's saying one, it's never shayach not to have a sifa. Because even if it's in your mouth, it's nesaf. In other words, what he's saying is that asifa doesn't mean that it's a maisa asifa. Asifa means in nesaf, which the lashon pasuk, right? Gam is called the geyam ye osay. Asifa just means it has to be nesaf. So if it's in my mouth, so it goes like it's nesaf in my mouth, even though I wasn't ice of it. Yeah, there's no maisa asifa, but it's nesaf. That's what Kismish is saying. And Meili says. So Meili says that since by definition you're always going to have it, the Meila, there's no svar that has to be mechayim. But which is really not so posh, the Malam Shav. If there is, okay, you want to tell me the gather of Asif is Nesav, say that. But there's still a gather that being Nesav is what's matter it. There's still a matter. Once is a matter, and that's it's a matter which we dam at the shechita, and my shechita need mechayim. So in its kasha, so then what is teretz? He's not saying that there's no din asif. Rambam says that asif is like shechita, right? Asif don't give shechita's bakar, yeah. And I mean before asifas and he matirasa, yeah. So then okay, so it's all zayin that it's sheval taiz. It's all zayin that it's nesa. But so if kosayif, whatever that din is. There's still kasha that should be mechayim. El ma'al chayra. Lui divakes the Mishnah. That's shalom. Yeah, you're going on kes the Mishnah. But lui divakes the Mishnah, I would have said, like his first eretz, that it's only by shechita. The whole idea of shechita is killing it. Yeah. And we had it with Teretz Chaim. Yeah. And the Rashi, like that also, whatever. The shechita, the idea is that you're killing it. That the mat of shechit is killing it. The mat of shechit is killing it. Okay, so then there's a din that if it dies by itself, you don't have that because you have to kill it. But Mashenkin, if it's a sifa, then the Rambam holds it. There's no din that because there's nothing to do with killing. Mamela, there's no svar. It has to be dafka mechayim. And that it's daim the shechit. There's a ma'isa sifa. There's a matter of a sifa, but not necessarily has to be mechayim. Okay. But I'm saying, the Fidikas Mishnah comes out, and there is no nafkamina, lemaisa, between this whole din of Rambam, there's no nafkamina. In Luli Dvarva, I would have said that if it came with your mouth, then there's no maisa sifa. Unless you say, like Yosef, that that's him swallowing it, maybe it's considered a maisa sifa. Okay, yeah, shalom.
You
didn't
say you never do over anything.
What?
You never not do a sifa.
What? According to the Mishnah?
Either way. Right.
What? Achrami. I'm saying, right. He's arguing what I was saying. I thought that if Ezra came into him out, then that's not a Ma'aseh Sifa. But Yesh Lodon, if that's him swallowing, would be considered a Sifa? Maybe not. I don't know. Yesh Lodon. But, anyway, according to the Mishnah, there's no din Asifa, there's a din Eshminesa. That's very clear in the case of Mishnah. Forget it, because Mishnah is saying it's never Nageya. So he can't mean that you fished it with your mouth. You grabbed it, you know. It means the Pashan, even if it went into your mouth, yeah, it's Pashan in the case of Mishnah, even if it went into your mouth, he's saying that it's called Asifa. Yeah.
It's swallowing is a dinner sefer, what is the pasuk coming to include?
What?
If swallowing is a dinner sefer, what is the pasuk coming to include? You can't eat that swallowing. So
well, you have the same question on the Mishnah, right? And he's saying, Rabbi is also saying that you always have it. You always have it. So that's a bad halacha. That's why I don't want to cast the Mishnah, because then what's the whole? He took away the air out of the sails, the whole Rambam. He took the whole Kanak out of Rambam. There's no Rambam in it. I'm saying there's a din. Okay. Anyway, now then, cast Mishnah goes on, and we touched upon this already. Derech Agav, what do you say? Yemid Lula. Learn the Yemid Lula. Yeah. And Divrei Rabbeinu, Kasa Bal Iter. Like Rabbeinu Sadia. The Amar Mesim Asurim. Okay? Here he calls Kresa the Sadia going. The Mesim, a fish that died, is Asur. Rabbi Heshiv Olav. He bought a price in the Agin. Rabbeinu Nisim, Isis Yata, Garsim Tesefta. And Rav Haigain, what a kasha. Okay, so we have the Kesef Mishnah. The Sadia says that mace is a problem, right? Oh, so the question is, what's the problem? What's the problem with mace? So either could say we saw it only yesterday. That what maybe like the Kesef Mishnah's caution, as Betzem he might hold like the Rambam that the din asifa. Mela, but they didn't like the Kesef's kasha. He holds the din asifa has to be mechayim. For medama d'shchita, the asifa has to be mechayim. But if it already died before the asifa, that's the svara of Rav Sadri going. Why it's a problem? Right, so that's how the Kres HaGdaila on the Beis Yosef learns that Makshan is yeah. We're starting amazing. But Tam Dvina Sifa Boy Dem Chayim. Ashley Tikshi Hatesef the Shari Bei Mesim and Chayim. Sai Tesefta says the Tesefta that says Bei Mesim Ben Chayim. Yeah. Bein Mason, Bein Chayim, it's Mutter. So what's the answer? Says the Knesset HaGdaila that the Nafgamina is whether the Sifa was Mechayim. In other words, the Sefer that says that Bein Mason, Mechayim, it's Mutter. Yeah? The Sefer that says, right, the Tzimtzum that Rabbi Nissen brought arrived in the Sefer, not like Rav Sadia going. The Sefer that Bein Mason Chaim is Mutter. The Sefer Zokr Knesset HaGdaila is talking about when it died after the Asifa. Okay, you didn't kill it; it died by itself. So it's not the pshat that according to Rav Sadia going, you have to kill it. According to Rav Sadia going, you need Asifa Mechayim, like the Kesef Mishnah asked in the Rambam. That's the Knesset HaGdaila says. That's the Pshan. That's the Hezbo. So, it's not Shver. The Tesefta that Kesef Mishnah means down. The Nissim going board against Rav Sadia going because the Tesefta says Bein Mechayim Bein It's mutter. Tara says that's talking about when it died after the asifa. That's what the Knesset Gedolah wants to learn over here. The other pshat we could say in Rav Sadigain is what we said from Ruchem Fishel Perlau, his beer in the Rasad. And he says, based on the psikta on Parashas Noach, that a guy may not eat a behemoth that died by itself. It didn't nechira even by a guy. Right? And that was arrived from Tyson Sadi Aleph that says by Nachay Yosef came to the Yosef. And it's Gemara says, the Pasuk says that Pasuk says what does the Pasuk say? Utvoich tevach v'hochein parlem beis ha-shchita. So what's he bringing parlem beis ha-shchita? So Taisvis, why is he showing the beis ha-shchita? Yeah? What's parlem beis ha-shchita? So Taisvis, Yeshloim, in the comment v'hochein mashma d'lam. Yeshloim, in the comment, Inami, parlem beis ha-shchita, hainu nechira, shenit stavu ala nechira, Taisvis says. B'nei Noach were nitztavu al hanechir, meaning they have to kill the animal. If an animal dies, B'nei Noach can't eat it. Yeah? That's Taisus says, Pashup Shah. Now those that are daicha Taisus means there should be Eiv Menachai. Taisus says, nitztavu al hanechir, means there can't be Eiv Menachai. Which is very doch in Lashon Taisus, nitztavu al hanechir. Yeah, it's a rather sharp for Lashon, nitztavu al hanechir, not just. But if you look at the Rajba over there, the Rajba says, I'll say Eiv Menachai. That's why he's part of the Beis HaShechita, to show that it was dead, and it wasn't Eiv Menachai. But the Pashup Shah is not like that. Tais says, it's Din Nechira. And that's what Ruchem Fishel says. Tais holds the Din Nechira by Ben Noach. So you see, even when there's no Din, no Chiv Shechita, behemoth that dies by itself, it's also to eat even for Ben Noach. Merely says, maybe that's Shah Rav Sadigain. Rav Sadigain says, that if it died, you may not eat it. A fish that dies, you can't eat it. Well, I just know then shechit on a fish. Right? So who cares if it dies? Teretz is a fish. Ledidan is no different than a behemoth, a benayach. You know, a benayach also doesn't have a din shechita, but yet if it dies by itself, it's a problem. So meila, so that the fish is mechadish b'das rasadi going that who are then a fish that dies. Then we see from the Chir by Ben Noach that even though there's no din shechita Shlomo, still, if it dies by itself, it's a problem. So too, if you're sadly going by fish, that's the Ruch official's imaginative pshat in the explaining of sadly going. Now, that's all assuming that sadly going is saying that if it died, yeah. But others have a gerusim; they want to change the gerusim. And they want to be mechir that Beis Yosef has a different gerusa. That Beis Yosef holds, you can't eat it mechayim. The Rambam said two things: that you can eat it dead. If it dies in the water, it's okay. But also, the Rambam said you can eat it alive. So the question: what is Beis Yosef arguing? Is he arguing on eating if it died, or is he arguing on eating alive? And the Lashon in here in the Kesmishon has both the Shinas here, but. But like Rav Sadigain Amar Chaim Asurim, yeah, Chaim Asurim. Oh, so what's the Rai? It says the Knesset Gedolah. Others say also that the Rai. Forget about the Nusach in the Beis Yosef. The Rai from the Hemshich of the Beis Yosef that he had the Gersom Chaim. Why? Because he says, well, yeah, he says. Li nira the Rebbeinu Sadia nami lam loy mishum eiv menachai asalu el mishum baal teshaksu yechai mishum baal teshaksu k'demucha perak Rebbe Akiva. Yeah, zot kes the Mishnah that Rebbeinu Sadia going is not as eiv menachai, rather as baal teshaksu. So if he's handling eiv menachai, obviously. It's not dead. So it says from the Beis Yosef, it's clear that the Gerusa was Mechayim. That's why, and the Hezbron, that would be, Eiv Menachai. In other words, that since you need Asifa, like the Rambam, that Asifa is like Shechita, Semela, there's a problem of Eiv Menachai. The problem, just like Shechita is a problem of Eiv Menachai. That's what one could learn in a Sadi going. And that gets Mishas, the Beis Yosef says, no, it's not the Pshat's Eiv Menachai. Rather, the Pshat is Asbat the Shaksu. But this is all going in the Tzad that the Rabbeinu Sadi going has been Mechadish to me, they can't eat it alive, not they can't eat it dead. Matt, the Chesed Gedolah says, but in the Chesed Mishnah, he's clearly saying not like that. There is, he has a gear, so it's dead. So it's not so clear exactly what is the Shita of Rabbeinu Sadi going. And to make it even more complicated, Rabbi Fishel brings down over there, he brings down a tshuva for Rav Hai going, Kedarka, he Mashun de Gebaki, and all the Safras of Aga'inim, which, like, there's no one like him, Chal, that had such on his fingertips. It's Ayyamina, you read this, it's like Ayyamina, his Bakiyas, and these kind of things. But anyway, he brings down a tshuva of Hai going, that was clear of Hai going, that the whole Rasadi is fake news. The whole thing is fake news. The whole Rasadi going is talking about Chagovim. He's not even talking about Dogen. But okay. It's clear that Shulam of Hai going is Mechalik between Chagovim and Dogen. It's okay. So. What? What is with the Sefta?
Yeah.
That what? No, so maybe the. I think they said, no, it's a Shulchan Aruch. If you cut it off a piece, you don't need the whole thing. I don't know. All right. Now, there's one more point before we go weiter. That is, what's Lagabe Chagovim? What's Lagabe Chagovim? Hooray, Rambam says that Dogim and Chagovim, you don't need Shechita, El Asifa. Hooray, Oimer, at Sayyid Baki Shachet. And Chagovim also says, Rambam's in a Pasuk, there also says, Oisef HaChasil, there is a Lashon Asifa by Chagovim. So that, the Rajba already takes issue. And the Rajba says that's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says it's only when it says Asifa next to Shechita, the contrast. Right? By Behema, by Oif, you need Shechita. Yeah? And by Dag, it switches. So where do we know the Dag and Asifa is enough? Because it switched from Shechita to Asifa. That's all very nice by Dag. By a fish, Moshe, it switched. But by Chagovim, the random pasuk that the Rambam found somewhere, Oisif Chasil, what does that do with a matter of Asifa? When you see from there, there's no contrast over there between Shechita and Asifa. That's what the Rajba over here says. In time of Chagovim, La B'nei Shechita Ninu, K'nisa B'reish, Where do you know? How do you know you're allowed to eat grasshoppers without shechting them? Maybe you got to shecht the grasshoppers. B'li nira, oh, the grass happens to have a konon of eshet? Is it, huh? Probably. What?
You can breed the fish.
How do you know that?
Insects.
The fish have konon of eshet?
No.
What?
They breed water.
Okay.
Air.
Exactly. But if they don't have
air, grasshopper breeds air.
But does the fish have a conner?
It has gills. It's a whole different thing.
Exactly. So how do you know that
it's in water?
Yeah. How do you know a grasshopper has a conner? You see, by a fish, there's a whole different thing. You see, it's trying to breathe without a conner. So how do you know that maybe the grasshopper also is able to breathe without a conner?
It's able to breathe without a conner.
But what are they going to breathe?
It's in the water.
Akash of a Maisa. Understand? You already proved it to yourself that you don't need a conner to breathe. Fish have gills, and that's how they breathe.
Water. It's completely different.
Gills only work in water.
I am aware that fish generally live in water. Yes, I'm aware of that, and that's why it's a different mechanic.
Whales,
but you see from fish that it's possible to breathe without a conner. You see that or not? So now, how do you know that the chogav is alive that has a condom? Who said? I think I saw somewhere that I think it doesn't have a condom.
Does it?
I think a veshet it has. So therefore, maybe you know better. You know not like it. You know not. Okay, say it.
We're doing some research.
We have another Dr. Slifkin over here. Okay. I can say whatever I want. I'm not to be scared of. Lee Nera, Rabbi Isai. See, I'm getting all riled up over here. He's going to walk up a little bit. Okay, say it. Lee Nera, Rabbi Isai. Mishun like Siva Shchita Gabi Dedhu. Chod Le Osa Tayra, B'lai Shchita, B'chal Heteru. Rekert. Yeah? What's the Hanacha Pshuta? Yeah? Is Hanacha Pshuta? Yeah? They need Shechita, don't need Shechita. Right? What's Hanacha Pshuta? You have a whole Amud Gemara, a whole Black Gemara, trying to figure out that you need Shechita, right? Yeah? Okay. So, by Chagav, it doesn't say Shechita. Memela, by default, you don't need Shechita. Ah, so why by Dad? Yeah, halach shalina ach a dog in gufayim in alu. Hainim shemasid gav itzayin a bakar v'chayet the boy shchita. It's a hekesh between the dog and animals. Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to say before. Masid gav itzayin a bakar the boy shchita mishum nishlep sul mikdasha. Yeah, but nami leman nami yesh yishchem etayr yichsev leister. Achagolim stam. Achagolim is just out of the blue. So stam echteis in nitchi. That's the Rajba says. Yeah, not like the Rambam and the Bahag. The quote that says you learn out from.
What's gabetz on the book?
What?
What's the Rajba says gabetz on the
book? What do you mean?
What's he talking about?
Oh. What?
Where's
what?
They got
a turn of book. A turn of book, Yishchot Lahem. Vim called the Geyah. Yosef Lahem.
So I would have thought it was a hekesh from that person?
What?
I would have thought it was a hekesh from that person?
Maybe.
That's a Havmi in the Quran.
What?
That's a Havmi in the Quran.
That's what he says. Yeah, so it means the pasuk before. Zayistar is our habayim of
life.
I don't say. I don't say the son of Bakar. The son of Bakar is going in the second pasuk. I am should receive Gabi the son of Bakar. Where's Chaya?
It's
the Baal Shechita, from the Iskish, the Psula Mekdoshim. No, no, I'm sorry, no, you're right, no, the Bechai, the Baal Shechita, it says the Gabbat Sayin Abba, the second part, the Bechai, the Baal Shechita, is from the Iskish, the Psula Mekdoshim. Vaib Nami, the Psula Zayis Tari Behem. Right, so it's not only he's going to the Gemara, the Kash and Tari is both in the same part, that you're asking, what? That's what seems like in the Rajma. Okay. Fine. What? You don't know like that. Huh? You sound like I'm getting involved in machlokes that happened during the Seder over here. I'm taking sides over here. Sorry, honey. Next time I'll go take your side. Okay. Yeah? Oh, so that's the Rajva. Look at the Kesa Mishnah. He asked the Kasha. That I the Sifa of Chagovim doesn't say next to Shechita. Yeshleimar, Eichid Ichsiv, Asif, Afgav, Lehav, Mokam Shechita, Mashu, Asif, Asagi. It's a bedog in Lameimar, Asif, the Dub, Hadi Shechita, El Mishun Ichsiv, Zaystar, Zabahem, Cholachai, Messes, Bemayim. Havasal Gnag, the Oif is a dog in Iskashu, Lebehema, Linyan Shechita. El Mishunuchsiv, Asif Nadu, Gameshchita, Nachrini. Yeah? It says, guys, the Mishnah, that the only time you need Asif next to Shechita is only by Dab. Because since it says, Zoyis Teres Abahema, Vicholachayer Meses, I would think that dog is also hookish. Is also hookish to behema. So then asif alone is not enough unless it was the makom where it talks about shechita. But by chagavim, where it's independent, there's no pasuk that's telling me to go the other way. They knew the Shechita, so then Nasif alone is enough. That's he wants to answer Rav Kasha on the Rambam. Zog Mervayim. Dorash, Oyved, Galila, Oyved, Galila, Behemesh and Nivis Mena Abasha, Hechsher Beshnei Simonim, Dogim Shenivim Mena Mayim, Hechsher Mevloi Klum, Oyv Shenivim Mena Rakak, Hechsher Besimen Echad. Says Rashi, "Mini Abasha, the figure Yesh Lechi is bari b'chazak." Right? Rakach Yesh b'mayim b'mayim v'Abasha. It's interesting, right? What does Rashi want? The figure Yesh Lechi is bari b'chazak. Yeah, this Rashi is smach to the Teres Chaim. Right? Teres Chaim said, "Jackie woke up." All right. The Teres Chaim said, and the reason why a behemoth needs two simanim, or if he wants him, and that doesn't need it at all, is because the level of chi is the level of malach hamavis, is the level of how much you have to counteract the force of the malach hamavis. Right? He said, because a behemoth has more chiyas, therefore, in order to counteract the malach hamavis, you have to do more. There has to be more killing on your part. And Mashenkin goes down by fish and dog. Respectively, yeah. So what do we see? That look how you see it in this Rashi. That's Rashi telling me that the behemoth has more chiyus. The Gemara says because it was for the Yabasha. Who cares? So what? What does that do with anything? Why is that a reason to have? You need two simanim. So Rashi because has more chiyus. Yeah, that the luchayir was so what? Therefore what? Teretz is like Teretz Chaim. Teretz is like Teretz Chaim. The shechita is that the killing has to be done all day. You have to nag the malach hamavis. So since there's more chiyus, so if you don't, we need more input on your part to kill it. The kedusha v'taira that counteract the force of the malach hamavis. So, amashmul kaputka teida shei oifes yesh lahem kaskeses bragleim kedogim. Rashi, Teda Shemin Harakak Nivru, Rashi says. In a later Gemara has a pasuk. So the kaskas lebraglayim. Okay, most of the times there's normal kaskas lebraglayim. I don't know. We'll have to ask our local zoologist. So, but is it kaskas lebraglayim or bird?
No, I've seen it. Something
looks like something funny, right? Yeah. There is something on it. Okay, fine. V'oid shalu. Cost of Echoraim of Yemer Kim issues of Mayim shares Nefesh Chai, Vaif, Alma, Mimai, Ivru. Siv, Yetzer, Hashem Elkim and Adama, Kol Chai Sassad, as Kol Oif Hashemai. It's Mashma that Oif was created from the Adama. Alma, Mara, Ivru. Alma, Loim, Rakak, Nivru. That it was from both water and Adama. Ro, Tamida, Mistakim zeh bezamer lehem, kosher beinechem shebechisi es oyevai. What bothers you that I pushed away my enemy? Bekash. Yeah, when am I? So that's not a fake. You know, it's a fake answer. But the real answer you want to know is when am I? The proof lo mevien vien el adam likros lehem shem. So it says in the pasuk that yish b'tzur amayim. Sorry. Vayez Hashem Lakim min Adama Yitzer Hashem Lakim min Adama Kolchayis Hasada. Period. It's called Eveshemayim. That's really going in the Hemshech where it says Vayave El Adam Lirois Ma'yikra. So it's not going back in the beginning where it was created, just in the end of the pasuk, which says that it came to be named. Says Rashi. Oit Shalu. Who's this? Who's the one? Who's this Oit Shalu? Kuntrikin Hegmain, the ruler, as Rav Gamliel. Shalos Harbi, Vem Bukhairis. Gamzais Shaloi. Bokitanya, Mishum Gror Daifis. Why are we bringing this down? Because we're talking about Aifis. As Mretcha Ben Kairach. Shares Nebis Chai. So Taisa argues. What's that? What does it mean as Mretcha Ben Kairach? Nothing, it's a joke. Chayes argues, Pirish Kuntrik and the Hegemon as Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. Welcome, my special country, says Rangam Leel. Choduch the Rikka Void Shalu Alekai. Babgab the Maisi Hassam. Even though it does mention it over there. Yeah, there it is, just like we see where it says, Void Beyoim, all of Shas, it means. When Yom Shemini, Dav Yom Sheminu, Boyes Shabbosim Ben Azariah, yeah. So and it doesn't always say it in one place. Tov Akapanim. So Machlek is Rashi and Taisus. Who was the one that was asked? Agam Liel, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. Sheretz Nefesh Chayisa. If Alma Mimai is Beririu, Oifais Sheretz Nefesh Chayev Oif. Lama Vina Ladam. Agam Liel Kamerla. Klima. Lama nichtavu kan mishum kriyas Shem. Look at Shem. Hachachama. Vayitzer min adama kol chayis hasada. Period. It's called Oif Hashmayim. Lira is mayikra loy v'loy hayitzira koi. What's your problem?
Why the heck do you know those psukim?
Why do you know those psukim? That's your big kash in the sugya. Okay. Oh Hashem. That's the only kash in the sugya. We're good. What? Why should we know psukim? It's in the Bible. Bible studies. Tov. Yeshayim of Lashon Acher, Amalei to Hegman, of Lashon Rish and Amaleim, the Talmida, Mishum Luchsiv, Avayitze. Okay, the real Pshat is Taka that was from the mud. Mashmir Siv, it's called Oyvashmayim, Avayitze, the Mashmayit Sirkai. It's fair to say that it only brings in the oif legabe and Hashem. Because forget it's mashma of yitzer Hashem lakim and min adam kol chayes asadim es kol oif v'shemayim. It's awkward to say if it's kol oif v'shemayim going in the seifa. Vishna achrim shulchsev al kolayim mikra kama gufe mishnama de minaretz livru duchsev al aretz mashma de minaretz periyu kazanam mikra basvi yitzer min adam teshmat vishnir ikra. Nirbeina. Zog the Maravaiter. Am Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashar Bitzchak. Ben Pinchas. Yeah? Nu Sugir Baisai. Wake up. Ein Shchit Alayv Menatayra. Shenemar. V'shafach. V'shafach. Who did it say v'shafach? By the parish of Kisi Adam. V'sh ish m'nei Yisrael, m'negar go b'saicham, she yotze tzai, tzai chayo yoy, she yocha v'shafach ez damoy. Yeah? All you need is shvich ba'alma, says the Gemara. V'shvich ba'alma sagile. It's not the company, it's the hour, huh? Yoch v'gemara chayo nami, iskish, and chayo nami, so chay also, shvich ba'alma, you don't need shchita, all you need is oh, we'll see what you need. Oh, you don't need shechita anyway. Oh, let's see Rashi. Ain't you live in a Torah? Yeah, Bryce, listen, they're putting Rashi. Yeah? You have the Rashi? Wonderful. Ain't shechita live in a Torah? It's not Rashi. Yeah? Vakesh, the Zayis Torahs, Vakusha Behemba, Lemlikas Oif, Shetei Shechitasa Menatzah, Vakamil El. I feel him, yeah? Ain't shchulat metayra. That's so. What's the hekesh before? That's just tell me minatzavar, yeah, but not, we learn from Malika. But regular oif doesn't need shchita. Yeah, film teres about peh malachas from Sinai ain't loy elam divrei seif. Loy midrabana vein nivlas oif krui nevela. Oh. So Rashi is bothered by Akasha. If you tell me Ein Shechit Loif Min HaTaira, how is there a parish of Nivlas Oif Tar, that's Matama Bebeis HaBaliya, and Matama Begadim, we had that on top of the Amid. If Ein Shechit Loif Min HaTaira, so how is it Shaykh in the veil of an Oif? Yeah, you hear it here, Rashi's Kasha Shlomo. If Ein Shechit Loif Min HaTaira, how is it Shaykh in the veil of? So Rashi, very important Rashi. And Rashi chazes over this shtickle later on Chav Chesam and Aleph. So Rashi, Vein Nivlas Oif Kru in the Veil, Elam Kain, Mesa Meleha. If it died by itself, then you have an Veil. Oy Harga Bamaka, Shaloy Ide Simonim. Have a nechira or yikur simanim kosher but. So Rashi says that even the mandam, a very important Rashi, yeah, and the Rajba and the Rabban and Meirich more, that even the mandam and shchit loif metayra avada, you can't if it dies or even if you kill it, but you don't kill it with the simanim, because you need nechira, which is with the simanim, right? Not kosher shchita, but it's killing it via the simanim, or Rashi says even ikur. Rashi says even ikur. Yeah. So in other words, even by ain shchilam tari, there is a din nechira. There is a din nechira, which again brings us to the question, right? If we're telling me the tari's nechira, which would mean l'chayr that the nechira by oif is shchita by behema, so then we have to examine different shilas, yeah. Have to examine different shilas. Lagabe, what is this taras nechira? Yeah. How far is it going to go? This taras nechira? Is it like a shchita? Let's clear Lagabe bracha. Yeah. You make a bracha on nechira. Nechira is oif manamar. Ein shchit loif min ha'taira. If there's a teres lechir, Rashi's telling me, so do you make a bracha? What do you say, Yosef? Huh? Zev, you make a bracha on lechir or not? If it's teres lechir, zachar is the teres shchit, then you should make a bracha. Huh?
You can't
have
teres lechir
of just doing it. What?
You can't
have teres lechir of just doing it. Who? Rashi says no. What do you mean? I'm going with him. Rashi says no. You're right. It could have meant just killing. Could have meant just killing, but the Rishonim is saying no. The Rishonim is saying it's not din mechira. Huh? So what do you say? You make a bracha? What? It's the same as shechita. Same as shechita. Yeah? What? The mati. You guys weren't here in the beginning of Shir. Huh? The other wasn't here in the beginning of Shir today. Everyone came in, everyone came late. Huh?
Sifa is a mati also, there's no bracha.
Most waking up. Good, good, good.
Just thinking that.
Good, 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 good. Huh? What? There's no maisa? That's why there's no bracha by Sifa? What? Well, first of all, we said that's only according to the Mishnah. But we said a different Sefarad Rambam. We said the reason why there's no bracha by Sifa, not because no maisa. What did we say? Could, what? It's not Vizvicha. Thank you. Because it does, according to Rambam, why you make a bracha? Because it's Vizavachta. Vizavachta Vachalta. Yeah? Yeah? There's a vachta vachalta. Can't be glad he's not sitting next to me. There's a vachta vachalta. Then he's a full pack, you know. There's a vachta vachalta. Yeah? So Mela doesn't say vishafachta vachalta. Doesn't say vishafachta vachalta. What does it say? Bishof chesdamoy, v'kiseo b'afar. So meila, the chayr, I would say, partially for the Rambam, that there is no bracha. I would say, partially for the Rambam, there is no bracha. Yeah? Yesh lodan, here we already have a mokoyim ion. Okay? Because here it's not just the Rambam that says that there's a din nechira. Here, it's come out everybody. We'll see, Mishem, tomorrow. Rajba, the Rabban, Tayson of Chaf, yeah? Yeah? So now it's where it's much, much broader coalition over here. Yeah? So, Lufi Ram Pashanat. Lufi. If you hold, yeah? That the reason that you hold that Shechita is a matir, and still you make a bracha. Everyone says you make a bracha in Shechita, right? So in the Harshim it says it's a matir. The Rabbi says only matir. The Rabban's Bashan Lamash is only a matir. And still you make a bracha. So now I'm saying, Yesh Ladun, what's not going to din by Nechirah?